robbers. That's a tough one.
Wildebeest from.
Oh, this is from my ongoing novel. I swan my Texas grandma drawl. I swan a Southern for I swear. But since Southern ladies don't swear, they can only swan. Grandma was swanning because our sedate little neighborhood had just been visited by the police for the second time in a week. The first visit started Monday morning with two patrol cars in front of the Robinette's house and a phone call from Mrs. Nordgren to report that three-year-old Andy Robinette was missing. I called Meg immediately and told her we had an opportunity to use the detective skills we'd learned from Nancy Drew. Get to my house quick and we'll find Andy before the police, I said. We snuck into the Robinette's backyard and were peeking in a window when one of the policemen yelled, "He's here, I found him." "Dang," I moaned, "they already got him." Turns out Andy had been asleep beneath the covers and a bunch of stuffed animals tumbled at the end of the bed. His mom saw the empty bed, couldn't locate him, decided he'd been kidnapped and called the police. It took a trained policeman to know to look under the pile of covers. I guess Meg and I should have been happy Andy was safe, but our hopes for a mayoral commendation, the newspaper front page, and free movie tickets vanished too soon. 2 days later, Wednesday night, I saw a police car flashing red lights race down the alley. I was supposed to be in bed, but I snuck down the back stairs to the kitchen door and slipped out the alley gate. Two police cars were parked in the alley behind the Samarzias house. A crowd of neighbors had gathered, and Mrs. Duckworth, who lived across the alley from the Samarzias, was clutching a bag of golf clubs and sobbing into a Kleenex. Dr. Samarzia was attempting to remove the golf clubs from Mrs. D, and Mrs. Samarzia was saying, "I'm so sorry, Mrs. Duckworth. I thought you were a prowler or a burglar." Through her sobs, Mrs. D clutched the golf clubs even tighter, wailing, "I am not a thief. These clubs were in the trash. I was salvaging them for the church thrift shop." "But Mrs. Duckworth," said Dr. Samarzia, "I play with these clubs." "Then what are they doing in the trash?" she asked. Dr. Samarzia paused. "Well, Rosie, what are my golf clubs doing in the trash?" he asked as he turned toward her. But Rosie was gone. Mrs. Samarzia had eased through the alley gate and was slinking through the back door. "Good night, all," she trilled with a Johnny wave. "Everyone go to bed. Come on, Sam. So sorry. Just a mistake." There wasn't much to do but leave. The next morning, Mom, Dad, and Grandma were annoyed that I'd sneaked out, but curious about the excitement. "So why were the golf clubs in the trash?" my dad asked. "Mrs. F's never explained," I said. "She just went back into the house. Not even the police know." "Well, I swan," said Grandma. "But you know, I have a sneaking feeling Dr. S is not swanning. I bet he's swearing, because I don't think those golf clubs got in the trash by mistake. And I'm going to find out. I swan by Nancy Drew. Thank you.